got up and took his handkerchief to wipe his face, but the pin ran into him and pricked him. Then he walked into the kitchen to light his pipe at the fire, but when he stirred it up, the eggshells flew into his eyes and almost blinded him. "Bless me," said he. "All the world seems to have a design against my head this morning." And so saying, he threw himself sulkily into his easy chair. But, oh dear, the needle ran into him, and this time the pain was not in his head. He now flew into a very great passion, and, suspecting the company who had come in the night before, he went to look after them. But they were all off, so he swore that he never again would take in such a troop of vagabonds who ate a great deal, paid no reckoning, and gave him nothing for his trouble but their apish tricks. Part 2. How Chanticleer and Partlet went to visit Mr. Corbes. Another day, Chanticleer and Partlet wished to ride out together. So Chanticleer built a handsome carriage with four red wheels and harnessed six mice to it. And then he and Partlet got into the carriage and away they drove. Soon afterwards, a cat met them and said, "Where are you going?" And Chanticleer replied, "All on our way, a visit to pay to Mr. Corbes the fox today." Then the cat said, "Take me with you." Chanticleer said, "With all my heart, get up behind."